Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In many cases, once ecological damage is apparent, it's already too late to avert disaster. Aaron Ellison, senior research fellow at Harvard University's Harvard Forest, describes efforts to spot troubled ecosystems before they pass the point of no return.
We are all familiar with healthy ecosystems and sick ones. A canonical example is the difference between clear blue lakes and polluted green ones. Lakes and ponds shift from blue to green when excessive nutrients flow into them, causing aquatic plants to grow exuberantly but then die en masse, after which bacteria use up all the available oxygen, decomposing the mats of dead plants. But where does this domino effect begin? How much nutrient loading is excessive, and can we detect early warning signs soon enough to intervene? Several years ago, my research group showed that the best available early warning indicators of tipping points in lakes require nearly 50 years of advance warning to stop the shift. Neither science nor society has that kind of time. So we are using a miniature aquatic ecosystem, the microscopic collection of bacteria and flies that live within the small pools of water in New England's purple pitcher plant, to develop better early warning indicators of tipping points and environmental change. In greenhouse experiments, we track the complete set of proteins, the proteome, expressed by all of the bacteria in the pitcher plant microecosystem after organic matter is added to the water. Because bacteria reproduce rapidly, producing a new generation of microbes every hour, 2 days of changes in the bacterial proteome is similar to 50 years of change in aquatic plants and fish. Now that we can predictably shift a microlake from blue to green in a matter of days, we can develop new proteome-based indicators to rapidly forecast and manage tipping points in a wide range of ponds, lakes, and streams.
That was Aaron Ellison of Harvard Forest. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Just like the-